Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your host, David Holtz, and we are the founders of Soma Energetics. And we are glad to have with us also our partner, administrator of Soma Energetics, with us, Tim Leach. How are you tonight, Tim?
I'm great, David.
Good to have you.
Thanks.
And we're going to have a very special guest in just a little bit. We're going to bring on who has been a friend and a coach and a business partner to Soma Energetics for almost 10 years now, Randall Loop, and from Columbus, Ohio. We're coming to you live tonight from very windy and rainy Charlotte, North Carolina. So we want to welcome you. Last week, I mentioned the fact that the way in which medicine is going is toward sound and vibration. There was a great book that I came across many years ago. I had no idea it was going to be a book that was going to be such a direction in my life, called Vibrational Medicine by Richard Gerber. And in it, he talks about the etheric template driving the physical body. And that's basically what Soma Energetics is built upon, the idea that most diseases and illnesses are found in the etheric template as much as 9 months to a year before they ever become physical. So right now there's a real renaissance of energy workers who are working with sound and vibrations. And in our case, it is tuning forks that we use, and we use a very specific and special group of forks called sofa sounds or solfeggio. And we'll be telling you more about that. So we're glad to have Tim and Randall with us this evening. And I'm going to turn this over to Tim, and he's going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about this evening. Tim?
Well, we're excited. We've got some really neat stuff in the pipeline coming up with Soma Energetics, working on a brand new website in the background that's going to be able to have reviews of our products and be able to give our customers tracking information. And it's just going to be kind of a step up. We've been at this kind of, as you mentioned, for about 16 years now. So it's time to take it to the next step. And then we're going to talk with Randall some about the relationship between Soma Energetics and Randall's organization and how that works with education and certification and those types of things. So if you'd like to bring Randall in by introducing him there.
Great. Randall, we're glad to have you this evening. Randall Loop is the owner and founder of Living, Learning, and Loving Space in Columbus, Ohio, that provides wellness services, workshops for personal as well as professional development. Randall is also the president of Sustainable Wellness and Shipley, that stands for Spiritual Healer Professional Learning Institute. And that's right. Randall, we're coming up on about a decade of knowing each other. It's hard to believe it's been almost 10 years ago.
It's been a fun 10 years, I'm telling you. I've really, really enjoyed the relationship.
Great. Well, we're glad to have you tonight on our podcast, and we're going to let you tell us a little bit about what else you do and what's coming up, and talk a little bit about what some of our listeners might do who are wanting to do something at this time that we're living in to assist us to evolve and to transform our planet and its inhabitants to the next dimension and the next level. We feel in Soma Energetics that sound and vibration is one of the most important tools to assist us to that level. So again, we welcome you and we're glad to have you.
Okay. Well, specifically, I've been involved with you guys since around 2006 is when I first met David, and my primary lead business for about 25 years has been in body work and massage therapy, and I was looking for a way to open myself up to doing some easier, softer work and moving out of such heavy-handed work as deep tissue massage therapy and into some of the lighter energy work. And it's just, you know, how things happen when we're open to it. You kind of magically appeared in my life, and you were looking for some physical help. And lo and behold, we were both, you know, kind of looking for each other and found each other. And so, you know, the energies attracted. And so getting involved with you, what it's culminated into is the Spiritual Healer Professional Learning Institute. And as I assisted you guys in your growth, Tim was trying to provide many of the courses that are required to be certified through the Natural Therapy Certification Board. When people come to Soma Energetics, they're coming to be trained in how to look at the human body, not just from its physical viewpoint, which most clients appear with needs in their bodies, or in their emotions, or in, you know, certain spiritual disconnects in life. But they're being trained by you folks to help reconnect people to their source and to spiritually heal themselves with the assistance of the tuning forks and the training and the energy vitality technique, the level two training and phase two, the DNA and RNA forks, and all the different levels that you have work with different levels of spirit. So what I do is help provide the additional coursework that they need after their training with you to become certified by the Natural Therapy Certification Board and licensed as a spiritual healer through the Federation of Spiritual Healer Licensing Boards. And so it's been a great marriage in the courses that I provide. And
let me ask you something, Randall. How important do you think it is for people to be certified in some of this work that we're doing? I know a lot of people who are doing a lot of energy work that are not being certified. But why do you think it's important to offer certification to people who are doing alternative and integrative modalities?
Well, number one, I believe that in the evolution of humanity and with science and with spirituality is merging. And I've heard you teach on that, and you teach so well from that viewpoint of the marriage of that's going on with all of these ancient modalities that are kind of maturing in that they're taking on a kind of a new cover on the book. For instance, chakra balancing that we've known of for years with Reiki, you know, is kind of was one of the beginning points for what Soma Energetics built on. And so everything is emerging and evolving, and spirit and science are coming together. So I believe certification is important because the buying public is becoming more interested in finding people who have been properly educated, who present themselves in professional ways, who operate ethically, who educate their clients specifically before they even begin a session. The consumers are becoming more interested in finding people who have been trained because there have been, you know, so many that have taken advantage of people over the years. And just because you're certified, that has nothing to do with the fact that you are born with a calling and a gift and a talent that you've come by over the years. It does nothing. There's nothing wrong with not being certified. But what we provide is a pathway to help you become and be perceived in the public's eye as trained and as a professional who practices professionally and ethically, right, and with appropriate communication skills and some knowledge.
Well, I know that we've heard of some stories that are kind of interesting. It wasn't too long ago we heard about a nurse who just happened to put on a pamphlet of hers and put it on the bulletin board at the hospital and mentioned the word energy and ended up in a lawsuit over it. So there are things going on out there that people should really be looking at to make sure they're protected. As the alternative community is growing so fast and it's becoming more and more known, there's more information about it, that it's good for people to position themselves in the time that we live in. And we certainly appreciate what you do and have done with our students and teachers to help to position them in a way that we feel pretty secure at this point anyway for their position that they hold. So thank you for doing that.
Sure.
So, Tim, you want to jump in here?
Yeah. So Soma Energetics offers several levels of certification. Let's just from a practitioner to a coach to a teacher. Let's just deal with the practitioner level. Soma Energetics, our company, offers the continuing education that you need in the area of sound therapy, in the area of tuning fork training, etc. And that is in the form of a phase one workshop, which David spoke a little bit about last week in the energy vitality technique. And then a phase two workshop where we integrate body tuners and do some additional work with the energy and body tuners. And then there's an additional requirement to that called a practices, ethics, and informed consent form courses. And that you get through Randall. So tell them a little bit about that course, if you would.
Well, the professional practices is just that. It takes people into coming up with ideas and gives them hints about how to operate professionally. It takes them into, to deciding, do they want to have paper advertising or do they just want to do it on the web? And the importance of even having a website and where they might go set up their websites, how to professionally present themselves, how to build a networking system with doctors, chiropractors, other energy workers so that you can get a referral base going back and forth. And then the ethics piece is about how to stay within the boundaries of your practice. Since we are energy workers and we're helping people and assisting them and healing spiritually, and we're working with the etheric energies that are associated to the body and to the mind and to the emotions of the person, we want to know how to stay within the boundaries of what we're trained and taught to do by companies such as Soma Energetics and how not to cross over into the realm of behaving as a psychologist or a medical doctor or prescribing medications or herbs and those kinds of things. And then the next course of that series, it's a three-part series, is called Informed Consent Form. And you'll develop your own informed consent form, which is your highest, most how do I want to say it? It protects you in the forefront legally with your clients because you're informing them of what you're licensed in, what you're certified in, what your tools are that you'll be using, and advises them that they're responsible for their own health and healing. You're just assisting them in that process, and that's what is set right in front of them before you even begin a session with them. So that you're building awareness and building connection with them as to who you are and what you do. So it's an educational piece and an agreement that you're setting down is this is what I do and know how to do, and I won't pretend to do anything more.
Yeah, it's a great course. And so that's the last piece of the to become a practitioner. So you have to do our phase one or phase two in that course you talked about. Right. So that's to get to be to the practitioner level. And then the next level up is coach. And as part of coach, you have to do our phase three, which is using our DNA RNA forks and working etherically with ancestral issues and things like that. And then a 300-hour internship, which sounds a lot worse than it is. It's really easier to get to than it sounds. And then there's two additional courses they have to do with that you provide. And the first one is a great course that I really like teaching. When we started this, I was teaching these courses, and I really enjoyed the coaching skills course. Tell them a little bit about that. How in the world do they learn to talk to a client without being accused of practicing medicine without a license?
Well, first of all, you know, what we're learning to do is just have conversation with our clients. We're actually learning to connect with them and be real with them. They give us data, you know, they give us their life story, which is the most valuable thing that they can share with us, are the contents of their lives when they come into us seeking assistance on any level. So we learn how to make requests of them for information, then how to repeat back that information to them in our own words, so that they're sure that we're hearing and getting the information that they want to relay to us. Then we learn as coaches how to reflectively listen, meaning we're feeling and sensing the emotion that's contained within the words that they're speaking, and we may bring their attention to that. And then we're learning how to support them verbally, endorse and thank them for sharing with us. And then we teach them how to make their own choices based on education that we're capable of providing. You know, we have some people who've gone through the course who may have vitamins and things in the not in their office, but out in the waiting area. So maybe they want to go out there, and we've taught them how to make their own choice based on what they see on the shelf or educational material that we may have. So that's really the most powerful piece there, is sharing with our clients and helping them make choices that they have assessed on their own with whatever educational materials we may have, so that we're not prescribing or telling them what they need, but we're educating them as to what the possibilities are.
Yeah, that was a great course. I enjoyed taking it. I enjoyed teaching it. I know David took it as part of as part of the process when we became certified. You know, we had to actually go through these courses ourselves, and David had to go through it. So he went through the coaching course also.
Yeah, I found it very informative. Of course, I kind of went in kicking because I've been doing this for several years before we started doing certification this way, but I was very surprised to learn what I learned, and it has helped me. So, Randall, if somebody came to me and say they had an illness, a particular disease, I would not want to, if I kept notes on that person, I would not want to write down in my notes that they have a particular disease, say like diabetes or something like that. How would I handle something like that to keep my notes correct and in a way I wouldn't get in trouble and look like I'm diagnosing that person with that illness?
Well, you know, some people advise us as natural and spiritual healer coaches to not take any notes. That's one of the first suggestions that's made. Now, I tend to take notes. So if I write down something in my notes, I would write down the client says and then whatever they've told me as far as information. So it's always, if you're in your notes, you put the client says.
The client, well, that the makes client, a lot of sense.
The client described.
Yeah.
And okay. So forth.
That way it came from them, keeping the power with the client. Let's cover the last course that you offer in our certification path anyway. You have many other things that you offer, but let's cover the last course and then we'll take a break. And the last course is anatomy and physiology. Now, you just got done saying you don't want natural coaches and spiritual healers and people like that to diagnose or prescribe. Why in the world do they need to know anatomy and physiology?
Well, you know, the first question I always tell my students is, why not? Why not have some basic information about how the systems of the body operate? Now, in our anatomy and physiology course, it's called Anatomy and Physiology, a Spiritual Perspective. So basically what I'm teaching them are the systems of the body and how they relate, because everything is relationship. Everything in the universe is relationship, and every system of our body is a relationship. Now, we're not dealing with trying to, as a doctor might, go in and cut something out and replace it or remove it, that kind of thing. We're dealing with the energy of these systems. And we know that everything is energy, all the way down to the molecular and atomic level, everything has its own vibration, its own frequency, and its own energy level. So in our chakra elements and color chart, you know, that Soma Energetics have, we have the different colors of the forks, the hertz of the fork, and then we have what portion of the body are they associated to. So if I come in and I'm telling you that I believe I have a problem with my thymus gland, well, it's good to know where, what zone of the body is the thymus gland, so that then I, as an energy practitioner, can pick up the FA fork, the 159.75 hertz, and work with that energy, the etheric energy in that area, so that I might remove blocks or whatever else may have accumulated there, so that I can assist you on your journey for spiritual healing. And of course, you get to decide when you're healed or when you're not. I don't get to decide that for you. The power still remains with you always.
Right. So it's a, it's not a, when you say anatomy and physiology, it's not like they had when they went to a massage school, or if someone's a massage therapist or something like that. Now, if someone's already had it, like in massage school, the board has a provision for them to waive out.
Yeah, they're using me to verify that for people. So I just verify it, and I have a little verification fee that they pay, and they provide all the information to me, and then I'll provide them a verification certificate for A&P. So that they don't have to sit through the entire course. And the A&P isn't having to know where every muscle in the body is. It's about what we teach are the systems of the body and what they do, and a few general things within each system, so that you have the lay of the land as you're working with people.
Okay, you mentioned energy and relationships. So that's a saying that David has used for many years. So when we come back from our break, maybe we can start right there and let David share a little bit about that.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll be back.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Hulse.
Welcome back to Sound, Science, and Spirituality. This is David Hulse, and we're talking with Tim Leach, who works with us here at the home office in Charlotte, North Carolina. And also our guest in Columbus, Ohio tonight is Randall Loop, who teaches and helps us with licensing for spiritual healer to be positioned professionally and ethically in this time that we really need to realize the call. And that's mostly what this podcast has been about for me, is to try to sound the call for light workers to begin to realize that there is something we can do to help assist this great time of transformation. We were talking earlier about the fact of everything is energy. That was a great turning point for me. I'd always thought, like so many people do, that things have energy. We think of our body having energy. We think of things in nature having an energy. but I never thought of things being energy necessarily. And when I read that quote, when I was one day kind of reading and studying some of Einstein's quotes and others who are the forefathers of quantum physics and theory, that everything is energy, and that about matter, we've been totally wrong the way we've looked at matter. That matter is only energy itself, but it's so slowed down that it's perceptible through the five senses. So everything that you see in nature, a tree or an animal or anything out in the world of material matter is only there, there to be seen because it's at a frequency that can be picked up by the through the, you know, the different five senses that we have. So I became interested in the body being an energy system itself. And that is how we came up with the name Soma Energetic. Soma is used many, many times throughout the New Testament of the Bible from the Greek word soma. So I wanted this to be something that embraced the body as an energy system. But what the body is as an energy system is information that is ended up as the physical body. Now, the body is always becoming. The body is not stationary. You know, I know it appears we have the same body for how many years we live in this lifetime, but really we don't, because we're constantly experiencing the destruction of cells and the rebirth of cells all the time. So this tells us that where's that the new cells coming from? And that's from the etheric body. So it's important that people who have a gift, and I do believe there are many people who are born and come into this life with a gift to be intuitive, a person who can feel it. I'm sure all of you that are listening have at one time or another walked into a room or a house or a building or any space and just didn't feel right. We used to say it was a good vibe or a bad vibe. Well, that's really true. And if you've ever had that experience, that means you have an ability to be able to detect energy. And when you can detect energy, sometimes you can find energy that's blocked and energy that holds patterns that are going to end up in the physical body. So really the etheric template, which is before the physical body, is the place of cause and the body is the effect. So that's really what energy work is that's different from just body work. Body work is just trying to assist the body in some way, but energy work is actually working with the etheric and the physical body as they interface each other. So we hope that any of you that are listening will get on our website, www.somaenergetics.com, and look at all the information that's on there and see if this is something that maybe you would like to add to a modality that you already do. Now, Soma Energetics is not alternative, it's integrative, and we integrate it with everything from Reiki to you name it. You can, anything you do, from even physical massage, you can always bring in the use of energy and sound and vibration, whether it's tuning forks or bells or chimes, even drumming. A lot of people use that too because it's vibration. And there's something about vibration that is so powerful. So we're again with Randall Loop, who's with us today to talk more about some of the things that he does for us and some of the things that he's doing and some of the things he's going to be doing. So, Randall, welcome back to the podcast with us.
Thank you, David.
I see that we're going to be with you coming up.
I believe in May.
In May, May 20th, the 22nd, and we're going to be doing a phase one workshop. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a nice follow-up to the Soma Sonic series you guys did a year or a little more than a year ago, maybe, here at my new location in near German Village in Columbus, Ohio, at the Living, Learning, and Loving space that we've got here. Cute little space.
Very nice. It's very nice. We enjoyed being there, and we're going to look forward to being with you again. It's interesting that most of Soma Energetics was actually built around Columbus, Ohio. Actually, we lived there a while when we were developing Soma Energetics, and we have great memories and appreciation for the people of Ohio and especially Columbus area.
Well, it's a great city, and you know, a lot of people transition through here and move on. And I think you guys were here, what, 10 to 15 years or so?
No, we were only there about 4 or 5 years. Yeah, we got there in 04 and left in 08. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm time to come back.
Well, we moved back. We moved south. It's those gray sky winters you tend to have up there in the Midwest.
Well, y'all been having them too, from what I hear.
We have today. Okay, I invite anybody who's out there. We have some call in numbers. You want to call in and have any questions or comments on what's going on here? You can call in at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Randall, I know in addition to the required courses, you have quite a lineup of additional courses, kind of along the line of personal and professional development, things that I know for our company, you developed a client and student creation scale where our teachers and practitioners and coaches are able to take and take a person who knows nothing about Soma Energetics and take them through this creation scale all the way to becoming a client or becoming a student in a class and things like that. So I know that's been a great benefit to us. You're also offering, it looks like this coming Monday, I want to make sure we get this in, you're offering a free webinar on February 29th. It's on, of course, online, and it's for spiritual healers, and it's called Taking the Next Step. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a course that I taught at your annual, the Soma Share? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I taught it once at the annual Soma Share, and I've been really sitting on a flame of starting to offer webinars to the general public. And really, you know, over these years, I've built up quite a few people who've come through the other courses who have been asking, you know, do you teach anything else? What else do you have? And so it's really, I woke up about a week ago, 10 days ago, and whatever energy blocks I had were removed. And so I put this out there, just take the next step. And it's really eight steps going from resistance of a stage that I call I won't do it all the way up to yes, I did it. And there are seven stages in between there. And I have a little character here on the staircase. And where this came from was just before I bought this new property that has the teaching center attached to it, I was sitting in resistance of I won't do it because I didn't believe I could get financing for this property, even though all the evidence said otherwise. And really, it was just how I was feeling about myself is what I discovered. It wasn't about me personally, but it wasn't about how I'd positioned myself financially, but it was how I was feeling about me personally. And so once I worked, I found this little chart on Facebook. It came through, and no one's ever been able to find the author of it. But I thought, man, that is exactly where I'm at. So I added in to each of these steps what I discovered. And then I thought this will make a great workshop to share. And I decided I'd offer it. And I've got 34 people signed up already in just a week's time to take this free webinar. And if anybody out there wants to pick up on and do it, just go to shpli.org, that's Spiritual Healer Professional Learning Institute.org, and click on to take our free webinar. It's posted right on the homepage.
Ah, I see it there. Okay, there it is. Okay, it took me right to it. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember when you presented this at the annual Soma Share. Yeah, we have an online Soma Share every year where people can earn CE credits, and we all get together, and we have about 15 or so presenters that present different ways they're using the tuning forks, how they're integrating them with different modalities, other things, what they've learned about marketing themselves, and we have presentations like yours and all kinds of interesting stuff like that.
And so that'd be a great thing for even the general public to get in on, even if you're not a Soma Energetics practitioner, maybe they could take part in that. So,
Yeah, so you're going to do this. You're offering this on Monday night, and you're saying here is a statement by Martin Luther King that says you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step.
That's it. Yeah, I found that in a few different places accredited to him, mm-hmm. and I just love the picture of the chalk words on the staircase. It's very telling.
I just for something else I was working on, I looked up the meaning of the term, or the origin of the term, put your best foot forward.
Ah.
And it means to undertake a project with passion and gusto.
Right. And sometimes we get stuck in trying to see everything that's going to happen in the future, and we get lost in our imagining of what could happen, even though it hasn't happened. And it keeps us from just taking whatever the next step might be. And that's what this whole little workshop for about an hour and a half is about, is how to just take the next step, move from imagining what could happen, which is going to keep you sitting in I won't do it or I can't do it, and move you right up to the third level, which is I want to do it. And from there all the way up to yes, I did it, and get the results that you want.
Right. So it can be applied to any part of your life. It's kind of just a
yes.
a tool or a formula where you can apply to any part of your life where you feel like you have stuck energy.
It is, and you'll be able to identify where you are on which step am I on, and then I'll give you some little helpful hints as to how to move to the next step.
That's great. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll have a great time with that, and I hope you have a lot of people attending and get exposed to your unique and passionate brand of teaching and sharing and connecting with others.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, David, you know, was saying earlier about the calling, you know, that we all come in with. And I truly and honestly have come to know that this is my passion. This is my calling, is to help those who are sitting with these gifts and talents that they've come into the planet with, to help us transcend to the light beings that we are becoming. And to help you share that with others in a way that works within the culture you're manifested in. You know, we as light beings are manifested within particular cultures all around the planet. And our particular culture is calling us, I believe, to become more professional, more ethical, and operate in the best ways possible, so that we can cross-fertilize with the medical doctors, cross-fertilize with the psychologists and psychiatrists, and have those relationships, and we can do the spiritual part. We can do the etheric part. We can do that.
Yeah, that goes into, I mean, exactly what you're saying goes right along with what Soul Energetics does, and that is especially in phase two, where we find the energy blockages. What are the things that are blocking the divine source, the perfect blueprint that we were created to be, that you can find in the etheric field? What are the things that are blocking that from getting to the cellular level? And when you find those blockages that are keeping us from being all that we can be, and are able to, and the client is ready to release them, and you're able to clear them out, then that's what we do with the tuning forks. And then you're doing it on another level with stuck energy, with places in their life, and allowing them to get unstuck and become what they were born to do.
Yeah, and really that sits within awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, not having awareness of what the next step is, and mm-hmm. what actually works, and that they don't have to recreate the wheel. There's people like David and you, myself, and others who have been the trailblazers, who have figured out how to sit within the culture we're in and operate successfully, and our goal is to share that with you.
That's great. Okay, we got a few more minutes for the next break here. Let's talk for a second. It looks like you've got you being a massage therapist, and then we have a set of tools called Soma Tuners. Those are our body tuners that are made to be used on the physical body to work with energy pathways known as meridians and acupressure points and things like that. So you're launching Soma Tuners Massage. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's something I've been working on, Tim, as you know, for a couple of years, and every time I go back to working on this, it develops – even more. And I came across a course that was shared by the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, ACEP.org. And this course just totally opened me up to the scientific research that's being done on energy. And I had had this other phrase sitting in my consciousness and had no place for it, called generative touch, or generative tuning was in my consciousness. And how might I use the Soma Energetics body tuners, which were the most attractive tools to me and which I use real regular in my practice. Primarily, you know, I reach for the Ohm tuner just because it's such a well-rounded tool to use on everybody in any way, and it fits and cross-fertilizes so well with body working and chiropractic and reflexologist, Pilates, anybody working with the body can use an Ohm tuner. So anyways, the idea of Soma Tuners Massage came into my consciousness because I intend to launch this into the realm of people working with the body in the more gross way, you know, with their hands. And then generative somatic tuning methods came up in my consciousness about 3 months ago. So I've got this site sitting here, and there's so much opportunity coming across my path. But I need to create more time to launch this out because it's nearly fully ready. And what I have here are a way to present the Soma Energetics body tuners and the personal kit and the Ohm tuners to the practicing public, the therapists, body workers, Pilates, reflexologists, the people in acupuncture, chiropractors, even allopaths, and then people for themselves, and how that they can start with a little starter package. Then there's an intermediate package, and then there's the advanced level. And then there's the professional level, the live Solfeggio body tuner course. So that's at Soma Tuners Massage, all one word, .com, if anyone would like to take a look there.
Okay, great. I think we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
All right, thanks.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made Solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color Solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Hulse.
Well, Randall, this has been a real pleasure. You've got a lot going on. I'm real excited. Maybe we can do this again and talk more about. I see here that you're the state and local host for the association that you mentioned, ACEP, the Comprehensive Energy Psychology. So maybe we can get into that a little bit next time. And we just really appreciate your time and being here. Is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with before we let David finish the program?
No, just know that on my behalf, you know, I'm doing a lot of research in the background. For where I believe I'm called to be of service, and you'll see more happening in the near future. So I think you're already seeing it going on, but there'll be more offerings coming. So take care, and thanks a lot for your time, David. I appreciate it. For all the opportunity you've created for me and given me a sense of place within the community that you serve.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you and all that you do. So we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You guys have a great night.
So, Tim, we may have some people who are hearing us for the first time and wondering what in the world is Soam Energetics and what in the world is Tuning Forks and what do we do with Tuning Forks. So let's talk just a little bit about what we do. Let's just take our phase one. That's our entry into the teaching system that we offer. And that's the energy vitality technique. Real quickly, how I based this whole phase one about energy was the fact that I have all my life been wondering why some people are healed and some people are not. I was raised sort of around that type of healing work all my life, grew up around it, and I just observed some people just easily healed and some people just didn't, no matter how much they wanted to. And then when I got into more metaphysical areas, I noticed people were taking a lot of workshops to manifest prosperity and manifest maybe a partner in their life or a good job. And some people did it and some people didn't. And I just couldn't figure out what was behind that. And finally, it took a lot of decades in finally coming to understand a little bit about energy is that we can't do any more than the energy that we already have access to in our energy system. In other words, and I use this very simple analogy that anyone can write a check, but I would say you would want to write a check based upon the money you have in the bank. If you write a bigger check than what you have in the bank, it's going to be insufficient fund. And we as Homo sapiens, as human beings, we have to realize that we don't use all our potentials and possibilities. I know we like to think we do sometimes, but we only use of the 64 combinations of DNA into what's called codons, we only use 20 or so of those, even though we have a possibility of using 64. We use very little of our DNA. We use maybe 3 to 5%. Most of our genetic material has been in the past called junk DNA, which is turning out to be quite treasures, actually, rather than junk, in finding new answers to new diseases. We know we don't use all of our mental or our consciousness levels very little bit, maybe 10%, or it's a small. I'm not much into people's numbers because they all differ. But the point is we are mostly made up of potential. And because we, as human beings, have evolved to a level to survive, we've learned to survive through wars. We've learned to survive through famine. We've learned to survive by passing our genes down, and we have not used the and been aware even of the excess energy that's available to us. In fact, energy is everywhere, everywhere. There is no really empty space. There's no empty space out in space. You know, we thought it was millions of light years between planets, and now we're finding that actually everything is connected by this field. And we're also finding that inside of ourselves, that what we thought was empty space in the human cell is not human, is not empty at all, but it's a very subtle field of new possibilities that is waiting to be awakened. So I wanted to do something to help people to have energy beyond survival. For instance, if you're listening to this podcast and you're sitting there, maybe at your desk or on a chair, your food is digesting, your heart is beating, blood is flowing, and all the things that are working to keep you alive sitting there takes energy. And let's say that's fine if you want to just survive, just live. But say something comes up, like an illness or a sickness or a need to manifest prosperity or something beyond survival, and you want to write out a bigger check, but you don't have more money in the bank, and so it's going to be insufficient fund. These are the people that do not manifest because they do not have that extra connection to energy beyond survival. And that's what we teach in phase one, is how to connect people's personal energy field to the universal energy field. You can call that God, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's the field. And once we do that, then we offer it to the chakra system, because the chakra system is very intelligent how to distribute that energy into the third energy anatomy body. So then that is like putting money in your account, and now you can write bigger checks. So that's kind of what phase one is all about. So you can read all about us. There's YouTubes of me and Tim and others. There's testimonies. There's a lot of information. You also can order a book that I've written called A Fork in the Road. And it's my journey to the discovery of how to use the solfeggio frequencies and to put them into today what we call Soul Energetics, which is all over the world today. We have teachers in around 12 countries. We are translated in, besides English, we're also in Japanese, Chinese, French, and Spanish. Mm-hmm. And we have reached out to the whole world. So check us out. Let us know. You can email us, or you can contact us through a telephone number that you'll find on the website.
Right. We got a couple of minutes left. An important point to make. We're talking a lot here about professional use and certification and all that stuff. We have a whole line of personal use products for people who want to just use vibration and sound to help with stress relief, or perhaps some self pain management, or some meditation, or connecting with even connecting with the angelic realm, or clearing space of negative energy. So there's a whole line of vibrational tools that personally can be used by individuals without needing to go through this the process we've been focusing on tonight, and that is the certification process to do the techniques on other people, the longer workshops. We've got just about a couple of minutes left. Randall mentioned something about being a spiritual healer. I know Soul Energetics has a different take on that. Perhaps you can give us just a quick overlap, and maybe we'll overview of that. What does it mean to Soul Energetics to be a healer? And then we'll pick that up at the next program or something.
Yeah, I really don't care for the term healer. I know we all say that and use it, but we're not healers. Nobody's a healer. We can be a facilitator to help people to activate their own inner inherent abilities. The body knows how to heal. If you cut your finger, you'll see that the finger will heal. And that goes with anything in the body. We tend to interfere way too much with our own natural processes. And we just believe that once the energy is there, that the energy will guide the intelligence of the body to restore and to remake itself. So rather than just say healing or we're healers, we use spiritual healing because we do not claim to be the people who do the healing. So
right, the idea behind spiritual healing is that the practitioner is allowing divine energy to flow through them to the client, or is assisting the client in activating the divine energy, the divine healing energy within them.
So, correct.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, it looks like we're at about that time. So thanks for another great program, and we'll see you in 2 weeks again. I think that'll be about March, probably 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that. We'll look forward to that. And thanks again. Check us out at www.somaenergetics.com.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.